The following is a Poort FM podcast.
Welcome to our Wellness Wednesdays, only on Poort FM.
Well, welcome back, you beautiful people. Your time right now is just 4:15 after the hour of 1 o'clock. And before we went to ad breaks and beautiful music, we spoke about your quantum shift for this year. It shouldn't happen tomorrow or when time is perfect. It should start now. So that quantum shift is not about becoming something else. It's about remembering who you are and acting from that place. This is the Midday Mellow. You're calm in a busy world. And yes, I promised you that our conversations are just going to get deeper. And we're going to dive into this wellness afternoon. Because that is why we're here. Not just to entertain you, but also to inform you and make sure that your well-being is top number one this year for 2026. You're gonna show up this year, and we're making sure we're bringing experts into the studio. So as we settle into this year, many business owners and professionals are asking the same question. How do I set my goals? How do I stay focused? And how do I avoid burnout? How do I build a year that you are productive in? Build a year that you have a sustainable income. You know that income I spoke about earlier on, but sustainability is key this year. And today we are joined by Michelle Mount, and she's a personal coach who works closely with high performing individuals and entrepreneurs. We will be unpacking how to set a clear vision for the year, to manage your energy instead of just stress, and building on systems, habits, you know, repetition and non-negotiables that support long-term successes, both in business and in life. Good afternoon, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mokadi, and thank you so much for having me on your show this afternoon.
Awesomeness. Now, for the listener out there that does not know Michelle Mount, give us that brief introduction of who you are. Okay. and what is your purpose and what is your mission?
Okay, yeah, so I'm a life coach, as you've said earlier on, and I'm a master NLP practitioner. That just means neuro-linguistic programming, and it's a tool that we use in life coaching to identify any not good patterns that are showing up in your life over and over, and also that are preventing you from, reaching your vision and so on. So, yeah. And then also there's an element of hypnotherapy. Life coaching is different from therapy and all of those other things, but I added the component because we found that there's a lot of, clients that you're busy with that also have, backgrounds and things that have happened to them. And you can't really move forward unless there are certain areas in your life that are unpacked and that are dealt with. So that's where the hypnotherapy comes in. Is that enough of an
intro? I spoke about trauma responses. Mm-hmm. I always speak about trauma response because sometimes I'm very reactive. Yeah. And we are human. We react out of our trauma because it goes settles in our bones. It's like an elephant. Yeah. It will remember years and years and years ago where the pain happened. Mm. If it lost its, its features there, it will remember. Even if it's 20 years later. That memory, its energy, it lingers on there today. That was beautifully said, Michelle. We are in dire need as a society of people that doesn't just understand one language, but the language of the mind, the language of energy, and the language of knowing. We all come with the past. But let's start kicking off this with our vision for this year and our energy management, which is really important. So when business owners think about the new year, many focus on targets and revenue. There's always the money, the profit, as opposed to the person. Now, from a coaching perspective, what should vision really include for individuals and business leaders?
In most cases, my experience with small business owners and professionals is that, the one is definitely always lacking, the personal side of things, and everyone is focused. And you know how it is with your background in corporate, you'll know that it's pretty impressive to be sending emails at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know everybody looks at you and like, oh, wow, she works so hard and this is so great. And that's exactly what I always focus on in with my clients, is that we look at energy management because, you know, there's a set rules in terms of business, you know, your proposals, your cold calling, whatever you need as a business owner that we can assist you with. We can give you a template and you're able to do that. But the dynamic part comes in is handling those emotions, right? So when we speak of vision, we like to first unpack your value system as an individual, right? And we look into that. What makes you tick? What are those important things to you? And also, very important that we've noticed is that in most cases, your values are not always your own. You know, sometimes passed from your parents, or you find that, I like mocha D, so I think I'm also going to be, into radio. Exactly. And then I'm not so into it anymore. Mm. Then who am I even, you know? Mm. So it's always great to start off with your value system and then see from there what are those things that are important to you as an individual. And your purpose also comes in there, you know, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do in this lifetime? And I find that, you know, a lot of people don't really know. So we'll do something, we'll pursue a business goal or a business solely because, you know, it pays the bills. Correct. Or perhaps, you know, I can make a lot of money, like what you said earlier on. And then obviously, you know, it's not sustainable because it's not in your values. Yes. It's not who you are. And you literally end up being in a place that you become lost. And if you think of the suicide rates these days and what people go through, and failure is just perceived as the worst thing ever. Yeah. So in business, we try to, unpack those things. You know, what does failure really mean? You know, does failure, what is the story you're telling yourself about the failure? And that's very important, your internal narrative. So yes, energy management, very, very important. And I can dive into the pillars if you want to,
let's dive into that pillar. Let's stay there with energy.
Okay, great stuff. All right. So once we've unpacked your value system and, you know, we've looked into what is important to you, what is your vision, what is your purpose? And you know, I'm making light of it because the interview is a bit short, but this is quite a process. You know, we sell packages as a life coach, for example, because in most cases, maybe you'll get to it quick enough. In other cases, not so quick enough. Mm. So, you know, it depends on the individual. However, we look into then how do we get to where we want to be, right? Your vision is over there, you know, somewhere in the future. Depending on how large your vision is, it could be 5 to 10 years, 15 or 20. But what we like to do as coaches is break that down in small chunks, right? And that is where your SMART goals come in. And your SMART goals is the bridge between where you are right now and where you want to be one day. And then obviously from your SMART goals, we then translate those into actionable steps, which we call the daily manifesto, right? And we can go into that a bit later if you'd like. But when we talk about the daily manifesto, that is where your energy management comes in. And the four pillars of energy management is, we call it PEMS. That's where it's much easier for you to remember. So PEMS, right? So it's physical. You know, how are you feeling in your body? Right. Is there pain? You know, what are some of nutrition, exercise, all of those things that we don't always like talking about? But those are important in terms of sustaining your energy. And then secondly, it's your emotional state. You know, how am I feeling? What are some of the feelings I'm ignoring? You know, a lot of times we, especially in corporate or as a professional, we tell, now we don't do feelings here. Which is the most ridiculous thing.
Absolutely
because
ridiculous, because feelings
is everything. Yeah, it changes your whole state. Yeah. So I like to look into, you know, your emotional state, and we unpack that, you know, what are you carrying with you? Mm. Because we know that emotions directly affect your physical body because they manifest in your body, right? And then very, very important, your mental state. this is your self-talk, right? This is where your imposter lives, your imposter syndrome.
The altar.
Your imposter syndrome, your, so what are the thoughts that you are thinking, right? And are those thoughts serving you? And a lot of times, you know, we get, especially the coaches that are pushing the positive narrative will say, no, you know, it's not good to speak to yourself that way. You know, I differ. Like, why are you speaking that way?
I too differ. Exactly.
Yeah. How do we make imposter syndrome work for us, you know? Mm. I get imposter syndrome all the time. Even this morning coming, I'm like, oh my God, what are they going to ask me? Am I going to be able to answer?
and you're so true. And, you know, that doubt, because doubt is natural.
Yes, it's very natural. Yeah.
It's so natural. Yeah. And sometimes you just have to trust the process.
You have to, absolutely. So what I do is I take my imposter syndrome and I use it to assist me. And I ask myself questions.
It becomes your vehicle.
Yeah. And I ask myself questions. Okay, where do I not qualify? You know, what are those thoughts? What am I saying to myself? Okay, maybe do I need to read up more, you know? Then I go and use my imposter syndrome. Yes. So I don't want it to disappear. I use that voice to help me to be better.
Yes.
And again, I think it also just boils down to the story you tell yourself, you know? Yeah. If that voice comes in and it goes, Makuti, you're not good enough, and you go, yeah, I'm not good enough, and then you go down that rabbit hole, then yeah, correct. Certainly. Then it doesn't work for you. However, if you practice awareness and you are conscious and you ask yourself, you know, how can this be of assistance to me? Because posture in all essence is just a protective program, right?
Yes.
It's just helping you to be better. And then the last pillar of energy management is our spirituality. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on the individual, this could mean, you know, God in coaching. We unfortunately have to refrain from that. We speak about connectiveness, right?
Correct.
Connected to your higher self or a higher power.
Yes.
And to others as well. So there's always, up and down and to the side and also within. So when we take care of all four,
yes,
then that is where we can begin to reach a balance. That sounds very easy, right?
It does sound easy. It's not. How do you reach a balance? It's chaotic.
Yeah.
And you still have to think about your physical, your emotion, your mental. And you say, okay, yeah, you come to spirituality.
Yes.
And that's where you get your balance.
Yeah. Well, all four, right?
All four together.
All four. Although we find that spirituality is one of the strongest ones. You know, you could have cancer in your body. If your spirit is high, you somehow, you know, you're good. You're able to manage your mental state and your emotions and all of that. But we like to think of them all as equal because, you know, let's also face it, if you've got a hell of a lot of pain in your body, then there's also that part of you that you just can't function, especially as a business owner and a professional. You know, you've got to take care of yourself and all four are important. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, we said that it's a bit, it might be difficult to think of all of them. We like to look into which one of those, of the four, needs your attention now. That's the best way to look
and
at
that,
it.
And that makes us the light warriors, you know?
Yeah.
So someone that's totally and utterly aware of themselves, mastering themselves, you know, asking the question. It's a person who chooses consciousness over chaos, you know?
Yes, yes.
Purpose over ego. Because the ego becomes so heavy, and I can imagine how many egotistical brothers you have to meet out there. I'm not being sexist.
I know.
And that clearly states, you know, that you need that balance.
Mm.
And that's the energy management. People don't understand. We have to manage our energy for high performance, for a high currency. And just before we go to our break, because in between we're going to go to our break, we're going to listen to beautiful songs and everything.
Awesome.
In your experience, what are the biggest energy drains for professionals?
Definitely a chaotic mind. The thoughts that, you know, overwhelm you at night, that kind of thing. So I would definitely say that your mental state is very, very important, especially with professionals. You know, you constantly, like you said earlier on with your ego thing, you constantly have these, what do they call them? Empires that you have to protect.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, you... even though you invite people to be conscious, there's always that element like, you know, how much am I giving away and so on. Yeah. So I would say that definitely your mental state with our professionals and our business owners as well. Yes. You constantly have to find ways to stay afloat. And you have, if that voice is loud and that story you're telling yourself is running the show, then honestly, that becomes one of your greatest leakages. Yeah. And then, of course, it does relate to how you feel.
Yes.
Depending on what you are saying to yourself, and then that manifests in the body. That is why I say that, you know, all four of critically important, but it all starts with the mind.
It's
all the thoughts.
All the inners here, absolutely. You know, it will show up on the outer world.
Absolutely.
So whatever's happening within your speech, your thoughts, it comes and reveals itself.
It does, yeah.
Sometimes it sneaks up on you. You will sit with a friend and you'll think, okay, I will have a wine tonight.
Mm.
And then it creeps up on you.
Yeah.
Because all inhibitions are gone. And
guess absolutely.
What? Guess who's there to arrive?
Oh, the subconscious.
Yes, next was dying. So I would say, you know, before you go out on the shopping spree or whatever spree of sorts that's going to kill the inhibitions, make sure you dealt with self and that you've calmed down all the demons and all the shadows inside. Our WhatsApp number is 064-119-6071. If there's any questions you want to ask Michelle Mount is a personal coach who works closely with high performing individuals and entrepreneurs, and today she's here to unpack, to give you a clear view for 2026. Nou nie die ander clear view wat ons hier rondom ons heining sien nie. But sometimes we set up goals, but we never get there because we procrastinate.
Mm.
Is procrastination laziness? I don't know. She will let us know what it is. 064-119-6071. This afternoon, we have Michelle Mount, and she's a personal coach. She's here today to share with you how you can navigate your way through life, but do it with so much purpose, you know, coming from purpose. And she's here. We shared early on before we went into an ad break on the vision for the year and energy management, how you focus on your energy management to create that currency, that real currency for high performance. And I've asked her the last question in closing, what are those biggest energy drains? And she mentioned that where there's
mental. Yes.
The mental.
Yeah, your thoughts, yeah.
The thoughts that clog up, the thoughts that weigh you down, that keeps you up at night. So Michelle, let's dive back into that. How does a clear personal vision directly influence the business decision-making and the leadership performance?
I think in a very big way, once you have that vision, you know exactly where you want to be. And obviously we speak of personal buy-in. You know, if it's your vision and you've thought about it and you've checked in with your value system, then, you know, your energy, everything about that excites you. So that really propels you. And, you know, remember what we said earlier on is that in your daily manifesto, which we'll talk about just now, is what are those habits that you have to put in place to get there. And I find that if your vision is strong enough, and it's not just your vision, one must look at also how dissatisfied you are. So there's an equation that I learned from, and hope I can remember it now, from 15 Commitments of Conscious Leaders, is that you amplify your vision also by dissatisfaction. What are you so dissatisfied about at the moment? How much? So it's vision.
Wow.
It's a mathematical equation, so bear with me. It's V times D, your visual, your vision multiplied by your dissatisfaction. And if you really look into that, what do I really not want about this, right? So like I said earlier on, I'm not an advocate for positive, 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 although positivity really does help, you know, especially because we have a subconscious mind. But you must know what you are dissatisfied with now, right? In order for you to have a proper desired state, you must be able to define what is stuck. What am I not happy with? What you know, because if you're going to shy away from that, then you're not going to have a clear path of what you want, right? So when we've unpacked that, so when you have your vision and you've amplified it with your dissatisfaction, that'll then be in close brackets, and you identify your first step, right? What is the first step that I need to take? If you have that equation right, you'll find that it is it'll lead to your change. It'll equal change, mm-hmm. right? So multiply the dissatisfaction. Think of, what do you want? What is it at the moment that you don't want? So these two are called, there's a one that is a towards strategy. That'll be your vision. And then your dissatisfaction is away from strategy, yes. right? So I know that a lot of people go, nah, you know, don't use away from strategy. But know yourself. Know what it is that you don't want. What it is that's showing up that you're dissatisfied with, you know. And use that also. But, you know, move your attention more to the direction of your vision while you have that in the background. You know, what am I dissatisfied with? You know, this is where I want to propel. So, yes, in a very big way, when your vision is clear, it does influence your day-to-day, your daily manifesto. Yes. And even though life happens and, you know, you find that you're in a place where, you know, when you go back to reading that vision, it grounds you. It brings you back to what's important. Yeah. And when you have that time that you know, obviously, you know, everything in coaching, I could tell you all of these things and we could all have the awareness, but the work is with you, right?
Yes, you have to do the work.
You have to do the work, yeah. So even though, you know, you read your vision and it's great, it's pushing you, those actions need to take place on a daily basis.
Mm.
So yeah, very, very important to have a clear vision, you know. And when I say a clear vision, you could simply say, you know, by end of 2026, I want to be happy. Right? And then you'll stop and you'll say, what does happiness mean for me?
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah. What does it mean? What does happy me look like? And I find that in most cases, nobody taught us this, right?
Mm.
We're not sitting with ourselves. We're not asking the questions. If something is bothering us, if we think that there's something wrong with us, we shy away from it. Right?
We fly.
Yeah. You're in flight mode. Yeah. Mm. Survival. Yeah. You get away from it because you think, don't have to look at that part.
Correct.
But look at all parts of you. You know, they're there to teach you. So, yeah. Vision, multiply by your dissatisfaction, and then get your first step. And you should be well on your way to change.
Yes. I was watching this program.
Yeah.
We also sort of like self-awareness.
Yeah.
And sorry, that was Ayanla. I love Ayanla. So she asked her clients to walk in, look at this mirror, distorted mirror.
Yeah.
And these ladies saw powerful, beautiful. Like, hold on.
Mm.
You're looking away from what the mirror is showing you. It's distorted.
Mm.
There's something wrong here. Yeah. So many times we want to dress it up with the, I'm powerful, I'm strong.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is great. But we have to do the work. It's like
the
a horse doesn't run fast by wishing.
Yes.
It has to rest. It has to eat proper.
I like that. Yeah.
It has to be nurtured. It has to be focused as well. You know?
Absolutely.
It just doesn't stop there. Mm. So when the moment comes to gallop, the gallops will be natural instead of like all stagnated. Oh, and I don't know what to do, you know.
Absolutely.
So that is beautiful in itself. Where you speak on, you know, when you make that decision making, and the performance and how it intertwines and how you have to go and sit with yourself.
Absolutely.
It's not easy to sit with yourself. It's not easy to confront yourself.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. And mean when you say, okay, my vision.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, I want to be happy, but it was never linked. It was never packed with happiness. Looks like this.
What?
Yes. What does it look like?
What does it look like for me? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And sitting and having that time where you actually then say, okay, physically, what does that feel like? You know, how do I feel in my body when I'm happy? You know, what does it mean? What are the actions I need to take, you know, in my business? What does that look like?
Mm.
You know, because let's face it, your business supports the person. And we always think it's the other way, right? But
correct.
Your business is supposed to be there. It's a tool.
Yes,
that's supposed to make you happy, but we want to at the expense of our own selves, you know, and then we die and then we leave the legacy. Great, you have a business, but maybe you could have stayed a bit longer, right?
Correct. I absolutely hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, jumping into we spoke on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual alignment.
Mm-hmm.
You provided us with those four pillows.
Anytime. Anytime for a nap.
Siesta time.
Yep.
That four pillars approach, that was a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual.
Mm.
Why is it risky for businesses to, or owners to focus on only one or two on these areas?
Mm. Yeah, because like we mentioned earlier on, you know, they affect one another. It's pillars. Mm. You know, if you think of energy management, if you were to put the word up there and you gave it pillars, if you remove the one, you'd be off balance, right?
Correct.
If you focused only on one, there's no way, right? You'd probably last for a few seconds and then you'd go crashing down. So it's very important that, you know, and if we think about business owners especially, right? You'll find that, you know, they'll chase the let's say the mental side, for example, because no one's really connected at that time. It's cutthroat. You're just trying to survive and all of that. So constantly thinking, not really eating properly and, you know, all of that. And you focus on the one and then the others lag. And then eventually what happens? All you'll then focus on is the pain in your body because you've brought yourself to the halt, right? So it's very important if you think of longevity in your business, you have to take care of yourself as an individual. The business is nothing without you. The business can actually, you know, it'll continue long when you are gone if you've got the right systems in place and the people and so on. But then what's the point? Why did you build all of that if it wasn't, if you weren't supposed to last and, you know, enjoy some of it?
To enjoy that wealth, you have to look after your
health. For you and your family,
So from a practical point of view, from your standpoint, what are the early warning signs? There is warning signs that will let you, that will indicate, hello, Deirdre, stop now. You know, these are, you are out of balance. You're gonna tumble, you're gonna fall.
I would definitely say the body is the number one indicator. You know, let's face it. I love Louise Hay. I, you know, read her book, You Can Heal Your Life. And I learned so much from that, you know. Sometimes, you know, you can go for years with this pattern, these emotions, and you can ignore and you can annoy you. And everyone thinks you're actually doing great, you know. So also part of the slogan is that of my business in terms of my specific clients is that, you know, success must feel as good as it looks. Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of times we see people and, oh, you're looking amazing. Ah, you're driving this car, you're running this business. Oh, you just, you know. Traveling and, but inside.
It should, yes, inside is inside. A different story. Today.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't want to say this, you know, because we just experienced this last year, that there's a colleague that committed suicide and we thought, never.
How could it be?
It could never be because in terms of all the success that what we define as success on the outside, the person ticked all, the boxes. Yeah. But on the inside, that's where it is. So I would say the first indicator is if, you know, if you forget everything, if everyone forgets anything that I said today, the one thing that I want you to remember is become aware of yourself, your body. I'm a very strong advocate of meditation. I do yoga. I wish I'd do it as often as I like. Disclaimer. The coach also needs a coach, which is true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So breathing, your breath, you know, when you realize that there's something wrong, it'll always show in the body, right? So headaches, where do they come from? That nagging, that endless nagging in your mind. Ding. And you just think, no, I just normally have headaches.
No, it's not.
Well, no, in some cases, I guess if there's a chemical, right?
Body should not be under distress or dis-ease.
Yes, dis-ease. I like that. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's exactly, people miss that. I mean, it's such an easy term. What is dis-ease? Your body's not in ease. That is it.
Not at ease.
You know? Yeah. So and if you think of what Louise Hay says in her book, also is that the first indicator, as soon as I have shoulder pain, I go, oh, what am I carrying? What am I carrying emotionally? You know what just happened? So. Again, I have to go sit with myself. I have to become aware. Now, awareness is really very strong, right? It's your starting point. But, you know, have you seen, like, when you're doing something at home, you can maybe become aware that that room needs your attention. You need to go clean it. But if you don't do something about it, it's always just going to be, I'm aware of it, right? But at least it's a starting point. It's somewhere where you can go say, okay, what needs to be done here? And for you to do that, again, you have to sit with self.
It's a starting point.
It's a starting point.
I can see.
Yeah.
So now tomorrow I will get this in order to get the action going. With what's going on
inside
here, you have to put it into action.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, there are so many things just to dive into, delve into here about that awareness.
Yes.
Because if you don't allow yourself to get in touch with who you are, you're really going to miss the mark so many times.
And then, absolutely.
Then sometimes a lesson gets learned over and over perpetuate itself.
Yeah.
And I know many leaders, they neglect the emotional and spiritual aspects, believing they are, they have the soft skills. So how do these areas actually impact your resilience, clarity, and the leadership effectiveness? When you put all those things in area, how would it affect you? What does it look like? What does it show up as?
If all of these are in balance?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Tricky one. Firstly, I think we must remember is that, you know, off balance is a reality, right? However, if these are all in balance, then can you just imagine it for yourself? Like, you're feeling great in your body, your mental state is amazing, your emotions are check, spirituality, all, yeah, you're going to thrive. You're going to do great. But that's not life, right? I'm forgetting the other concept of the wheel of life that I thought about early on that I wanted to share, but limited time. I will, and the next time if you invite me, I'll come and talk about
most
that.
But you should arrange that for a regular segment.
Sure. But I think, the important thing is that if we say, you know, these things can all be in balance, right? Then we almost set ourselves up for failure. Why? Because there's every day, you know, there's life that goes on. There's lots of
life
things.
Happens.
Yeah, there's people. There's dynamics of people around you. So, yeah, if you lived on your own in a perfect world and you'd be able to put all these things together, right? But tricky, because self, you know, you will know the things, but you will still not do it, and you still have to unpack all of those things. But I think you'd be tremendously successful in all aspects of your life if you were to get that balance right. So the invitation here is to constantly look. Like with my clients, I say, on a daily basis, have a winning journal. What were my wins for today?
Right.
Perfect. Right. Just for today, what were my wins, you know? And then what can I improve on tomorrow? Because we don't always get it right all the time, right?
Yes.
So very, very important is that we check in with ourselves on a daily basis. What will make tomorrow great? You know, what can I think of that will really bring me closer to what I need my life to be.
Correct.
Yeah. And the reason why we do that at night is obviously because your subconscious mind goes to work. And have you noticed how you just get an answer the next day? Like,
this
is what you do.
Your body needs to reset. Your body have to sleep in order to process.
Yes, absolutely. And your mind, you know, your mind also takes the information that you give it before you go to bed. And it works on it while you sleep. That's how incredible. We made tremendously beautiful and incredible.
Right? Joy comes in
Psalm 139. Yeah. So, it's really an invitation. What we do as coaches is there is no perfect, obviously, right? But we can strive for excellence in our daily habits, right? We can look into those things that are not working. So, if, for example, my physical is not doing so well, what then exactly do I need to look into, you know? And then I'd focus on that while I touch on the others. Maybe they don't need much. Maybe I'm really great with spirituality or whatever.
Right.
But for each person, we must look on a daily basis. Okay, what did not, if we have recorded our wins, that's great. But so often, then we look at the failure, we failed at that. And then your mind goes, oh no, we failed. You go into protective mode. And you mentioned earlier on about procrastination, right? Then procrastination kicks in. It's like, well, I tried so hard and I did all of this. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always doing everything wrong. I'm just going to lay on the couch.
Yep.
I'm not going to be doing anything anymore. So procrastination is definitely not laziness.
And it has a lot of, it's definitely not laziness.
It's not laziness,
but it loves misery.
It does,
and
yeah,
it comes
of course.
Up with a lot of issues. No, I can't do this because of that and because of that. And stop.
Yeah.
Sit with self.
Yeah, sit with self. And the underlying belief of that also is simply that, you know, you're not recording what you are great at. You're not seeing what you're doing it. And you are looking at failure from a lens that, you know, I failed, well, you know, I can't do this. So then you keep trying to do this and then you keep failing. And in the end, what is your subconscious mind? Without you knowing, you just say, well, what's the point? I'm just going to lie and watch TV. At least I get, you know, my, what do they call it, dose? Dopamine.
Dopamine.
Yeah, and my oxytocin, whatever. I'll hang out with my friends. Exactly. I'm going to get hugs. And, you know, at least I get hugs, but I'm not sitting with myself, you know, because... and then that's how procrastination kicks in. But I think very, very important is that we must learn to view that failures, lessons, you know, what is it that it could be the worst thing ever? You know, you could have done something really horrible. You can still sit with yourself and say, what did I learn from this experience? You know, even if you've broken like relationships and it's horrible, you've, what did I learn from this? How do I take this and use it in such a way that I'm better tomorrow? And you put yourself in just a better place, you know, in your start. When you go to bed, it's so much better. And those last 5 minutes are so important. And what do most of us do, business owners? We stress about tomorrow.
Correct. Then, you're talking about that last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you were with someone, your kids, with your family, with your friends.
Yeah.
It's imperative, this last few minutes.
Yes.
How you make them feel and what you live towards.
Absolutely.
Hey?
Yeah.
Because it's time that you cannot get back.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. So, Wakadi, I'm going to say this, right? We're so good at that, though. Mm. Right? With others.
I'm guilty. I know what you're going to say. I'm so guilty.
I like it because that's the, you know, normally the example is what we're going through, right? But that's true.
It's true.
We're so good at that. And we're so good at being there for others. And, you know, like if your best friend would come to you and say, you know, I really messed up, you'll give them a very different answer than what your mind will say to you later, 5 minutes before you go to bed. You know, you really messed up, you know. If you think about that, what you said, you know, you're just a horrible human. I don't know. What are all the other things
and
that we say to us?
A veil of shame.
Oh, there's shame, There's shame.
But I allow myself to have shameful experience.
Yeah, of course. Of
anger.
Course.
I allow 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I go through the rage.
Very important.
When I'm
done,
I'm done.
Yeah. But not 5 minutes before you go to bed?
Not 5 minutes before you go to bed. No, you won't be able to
somewhere
sleep.
There during the day. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
but
important.
Get the lessons. Get
so
the lessons.
Would you say that would be one of the non-negotiables, you know?
Mm.
What would you give out to our business owners there, to our professionals out there?
Mm.
What are those that I will not negotiate? And these are my barriers.
It's personal to each one, depending
on
what you are struggling with, right? And depending on the challenges are that you're facing. But I would say, right, in terms of non-negotiables, include you. You are a non-negotiable, right? A lot of times we put others first, and it's true. Clients, all of those things, staff, all of that, yes. But where are you in the equation? You always the one that you negotiate, right? You're the one that gets left behind. So if people, if your value system is people, remind yourself that you are people too, right?
Beautiful.
And you need the break. You need to spoil yourself, you know. You need to get paid. You need to, you know, take care of yourself. Otherwise, how do you take care of others with an empty cup? And I know it's a cliche. Everyone says that and no one sits with that, you know. Let's sit with that and say, how is my cup? And be honest. You know, you can lie to everybody else, but could you sit and just tell yourself the truth about what's happening, you know, with everything that's running in your mind? Yeah, so I would say you are the non-negotiable. Don't negotiate yourself, man. You know, if you, there will be times in business when you are pressured. There's pressure, especially when there's like a financial year end.
Exactly, the financial pressure, and you have the targets.
Yeah, and you have, and maybe sometimes, you know, like I know with you know, business owners that sell products and services and crafts and so on, you know, maybe you get a really big order from Take a Lot and you have to, so you are going to spread yourself thinly.
Yes.
And then have that time of pressure, but then thereafter, take care of the person. And if in the day, if it and you know, we say that we don't have time, but you can allow yourself those deep breaths during the day to take care of you, right? Because if you show up as the best version of yourself in that day with the knowledge that you have of what that means for that day, then you're helping others. You know, I have so much respect for small business owners because you're not just there for yourself, you're there for others. But a lot of times you sacrifice yourself. So the invitation here again is include you in people.
Include you in people.
You
have to say today, I move with discipline, not destruction.
Yeah.
I move with purpose and not with pressure.
Yes.
Michelle, yeah. I want to thank you. My goodness, this hour has went past so quickly.
Thank you so
Michelle
much.
Mount, personal coach who works closely with high-performing individuals. Thank you so much for sharing your gems with us. You know, it was
thank
like
you
a
for
Zen garden here today.
Oh, great.
In this studio, awesome Zen garden. But we want to say thank you to you. If you want any questions, 064-119-6071. We're heading straight into our news after this, but thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
For positive vibes on this Wellness Wednesday.
Awesome.
And surely we will definitely see each other. Let's show up this year.
Absolutely.
Know? Let's absolutely
That'll
show up.
That'll be great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Until next time.
You're welcome.